Time to shine on a Friday morning. There is a lot to talk about, folks. Welcome along to the program, Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, right here at 11.70 a.m. in Sydney. Hello to our listeners on 8.01 a.m. Central Coast, 15.75 a.m. Illawarra, 90.3 FM in Griffith, and 13.23 a.m. in Canberra. Also to our Queensland audience, tuned in through 6.93 a.m. Brisbane, 16.20 a.m. Gold Coast, and the SEN Track Network across Queensland. You can listen to the first hour of the show at the very least until Pat and Heels come on board from 6 a.m. Queensland time. Hello to all our listeners on the SEN app. Thank you to Spotify. It's been fantastic to see this data put out there, and lots of people have been getting in touch with us and letting us know how many minutes they've listened to, like literally how many minutes in thousands of minutes of podcasts of The Breakfast Show. So thank you for that, and all that data compiled by Spotify. And then that is real time. People listening back to interviews and the show and some of our best callers. And haven't there been some beauties? And this is the last show for the year for Greg Alexander. So an emotional day for Brandy, as you can understand. He got in early, missed the production meeting by 10 minutes or so, as did Mark, who got here late. Alarm. So it's been a pretty messy start to the day. You could call it a Lionel Messi start to the day. Ahead of a weekend where the Socceroos will play 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. But how do we fill in all the blanks between what has happened when we went off air yesterday and right now, Brandy? What a stack. What a stack of results and scores and stories to talk about.
Yeah, Vossie, you picked it yesterday too. I wouldn't say you actually went out on a limb when you said Steve Smith will score a double century, but you did say that.
I said both. Both would score, Marnus and Steve.
Yeah, I think Marnus, I was happy with Marnus scoring 100, 200 after coming in at 150-odd into day two. Steve Smith sitting around 80, wasn't he, yesterday? He scored his ton, then went on to score 200. He's an incredible batsman. He really is. Like, he's so unique and great to watch. Travis Head fell one run short, agonisingly one run short too. Chopped the ball back onto his wicket. So he's in good form, though, Travis Head. But the West Indies can play you into form. The FIFA World Cup, we've had results overnight. Morocco beat Canada 2-1. Croatia had a nil-all draw with Belgium. Now, if you thought the Danes were going off in Denmark, I think in Bruges, nasty.
Bruges.
Yeah, Brussels.
Number two in the world.
Croatia played a nil-all draw, but Belgium failed to get through. Croatia finishing on 5 points. Morocco on top of the group with 7 points. And now we've got Japan playing Spain, Germany playing Costa Rica. Germany need a win, and I think everyone thinks that the Germans can win, playing Costa Rica, who were beaten. I think there's been a goal scored by Germany too, as we are watching, and Japan playing Spain. So looks like Germany have gone up 1-0, Vossi, already. Japan, Spain, 10 minutes into that game, it's nil all.
Yeah, and all our FIFA World Cup updates brought to you by Kraken, your secure crypto partner. Get in the game at kraken.com or download the app. For those who don't follow incredibly closely, Belgium were ranked number two coming into this World Cup, third at the last World Cup, and they're calling it their team was the golden generation. Like, this was their time, supposedly, and they only score one goal in three games, and now they are out. That is a big story. I dare say it's bigger than Denmark being missing out as well. Belgium missing out, ranked number two and not making it. So set your alarms for Sunday morning. Well, first of all, tomorrow as well, the 2 a.m. games are South Korea, Portugal, Ghana, Uruguay. The 6 a.m. games tomorrow, Serbia, Switzerland and Cameroon v. Brazil. And then Sunday morning, Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time, 2 a.m. is Netherlands, USA. 6 a.m. is Argentina versus Australia. So for you Queensland listeners, 5 a.m. for that one, the Socceroos against Argentina on Sunday morning. Look, you are the master when it comes to declaring public holidays, but I guess even you as master have to bow to the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese. Declaring Australia is a good chance, Brandy, of getting a public holiday if we go all the way in Qatar. This is Mr. Albanese in Parliament yesterday.
It was a bit late at 4 a.m. in the morning to call a public holiday today, but I reckon if we win the World Cup, well, that might be a different story.
All those in favour?
What a bold statement that is, eh?
Yes. What about those?
What chance are we of getting a public holiday?
Hey, steady on. What are you saying?
I'm on the bus, but...
Yeah.
On the bus for the whole journey? I don't know. I don't know about that. Spain have just scored 2, Vossi. So Spain lead Japan 1-0. Germany lead Costa Rica 1-0.
Yes.
And if it finished this way, if it finished like this, the results would be Spain would be top of the group. Germany get in. Germany
jumped live
Japan.
Ladder. I'd like some more certainty from your live ladder, to be honest, Brandy. It's a little bit
one nil. If Germany win the game and Spain win the game, Germany go through, as do Spain. Japan miss out.
Well played. Now, on the cricket, what you mentioned there about Steve Smith, we thought that'd be one of our first talkback topics. We've got a great audience, as we know, Brandy. Steve Smith, statistically averaging over 60 in Test cricket, and the red ink yesterday helps again, adds another to the average. Coming into this series, he was averaging exactly 60. Did you know that, Brandy? Exactly 60.00.
On the button, 60. Right.
Yeah, and now has 200 not out. For our listeners this morning, best batsman you have ever watched. Now, it becomes very hard to rate players that are before your time, doesn't it? Mm. So, you know, if we're... I don't want everyone just to throw up stats. And by this, I mean leaving Sir Donald Bradman out, because I don't think there's too many of our listeners that have actually watched Sir Donald Bradman live.
No.
So let's just go with, 1970s onwards. So we're including the likes of Greg Chappell, Alan Border, whoever you want to throw in there. The best batsman you have seen, and where does Steve Smith rank in that list? Brian Lara, Sachin Tendulkar and others. Where does Steve Smith rank? Have you got him in the top? Statistically, by the numbers, the average, yes. But do you have him as your best? Put together a 3 or a 5 for us. Do your own Spotify on Test Batsman, if you like. Your own data. We would love to have that conversation today on the back of Steve Smith scoring an unbeaten 200 yesterday. 1-300-01-1170. Text 0457-736-736. It's a very original style that he has, but bloody hell, it works well. So where does he rank in Test batsmen you have seen? Let's not quote stats from times where we weren't on this earth. Let's just go with the batsmen we've seen. So we'll bow to those older listeners. Brandy, off the top, I mean, Viv Richards and others, were just sensational. Mm. So it's a great argument to have. There's no right or wrong here. But Steve Smith is such an incredible batsman, the fidgeting, it almost drives you mad. Once you just focus on that, drives you spare.
Yeah.
It just doesn't stop.
Vossi, it's a hard one. I wish I was at that meeting this morning where this was brought up.
Because then you would have had time to compile. Because
I would have had time to think about my batsman. So I'm gonna keep it at... I'm going to make it easy for me and keep it to Australian batsmen.
Okay, sure.
I'm just going to keep it to Aussies.
Yep.
And I've worked that out pretty quickly.
Yep.
My best 3 batsmen to watch.
Yep.
Greg Chappell, early days. Loved Greg Chappell. Loved him. Then it goes Mark Waugh, Ricky Ponting.
Mark Waugh made things
look easy. He was just graceful. He'd throw his wicket away every now and then. But Mark Waugh was, for me, one of the best to watch. And Ricky Ponting, punter who scored 41 Test centuries. He's still 9 ahead of Steve Waugh. Matthew Hayden's on 30. You got Bradman and Steve Smith joined Donald Bradman on 29 Test centuries yesterday. But Ricky Ponting, Mark Waugh, Greg Chappell, my best 3 Aussie batsmen.
Okay, so you've left Steve Smith out of the 3.
I have. He's an incredible talent, but I love the way that he has the ability to manufacture shots. They're not textbook shots, but His hand-eye coordination is extraordinary. Just misses out.
Okay, have your say on that one, on Steve Smith and where he ranks. And it's got to be a batsman you have seen play. Let's not just quote record books. We want a judgment of what you've seen. Travis Head out for 99. It's not every morning that we get to play a little clip of a batsman out for 99. But SEN, fabulous coverage of the Test cricket. And again, it will be on from midday today. I've been, a cricket fan all my life, listening to cricket, and then obviously listened to a lot of ABC cricket over the years. And when 2UE had the cricket, the SEN coverage is greater than any I have ever heard. And I make no apology to those who, absolutely are rusted on ABC listeners. It is leaving it in the shade. They've got some good commentators, but the SEN coverage is absolutely supreme. And this was the call yesterday. Gerard Whateley in the chair when Travis Head was dismissed for 99.
Great innings by Steve Smith.
And then the very next ball, Greg Brathwaite has brought the field in. It's impossible to think that he would deny Travis Head. Bit of theatrics to it.
Only Travis Head can deny Travis Head in this situation.
Could it be back-to-back milestones? Head, oh, he's chopped it on. Unbelievable. Steve Smith throws his head back. One got through and the other got sheared off. Travis Head goes for 99. He gets a little pat on the head. The declaration has been called the best laid plans.
I've got a headline for you, Jared. Travesty.
No. Vossy, something that we chatted to Gerard Whateley about on one of our crosses was the commentator's curse. And we said, well, we've done it plenty of times.
The Travis Head bus. What a brilliant last words. Only Travis Head can deny Travis Head. Travis Head denies Head, cuts his own head off. That was quite a moment. Now, incredibly in cricket too, the England-Pakistan test got underway on time, and then the highest first day tally of runs ever. And in a shortened day, they had 15 overs still to play when they finished for the day. They've fallen 3 runs short of the most runs ever in a day's play. 4 for 506, run rate of 6.74, 4 players 100. Zach Crawley's 100 was off 86 balls. Harry Book, an unbeaten 100 off 80 balls. Ben Duckett, 107. Ollie Pope, 108. Ben Stokes was 34 not out off 15 at the end. The last 10 overs of the day, they scored at 10 and over. Brandy, we were talking about them having the runs yesterday, and then they got into the runs. It's incredible.
That's my sort of test match, isn't it? Mm. That's enjoyable to watch. Run rate at that level, Vossie, 500 runs in a day of cricket. Yes, maybe was the story about the problems that both teams or England were having overstated?
No. They're saying no. It was only 2.5 hours before play that they said, OK, we've got enough to start this test. And putting on the whites was a risk. Putting on the whites. But
did we have any players missing because of it? Like, are some of those English players, pulled up from wherever?
I think they just went out there with wadding, Brandy, just with wadding. I think they had to wad the pants. But anyway, Joe Root, the only batsman to miss out, said that our attitude is smack it, score fast, take wickets. That's our formula under Brendan McCullum. And there you go. We'll have Australian Golf Open news. We'll have NBL news. We'll have Sheffield Shield cricket news for you. But you can talk about any sport at all. You can talk a little bit about Football World Cup. Where you're going to be watching. What's your game plan for 6 a.m. Sunday morning? Where you're watching the Socceroos in Argentina. Let us know. Supercars this weekend too. Emotional weekend for Holden down in Adelaide. So you can talk about all of that. 22 after 6 in New South Wales. 22 after 5 in Queensland. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Brandy's last appearance. You can talk about the best of Brandy from 2022. The best moments. There's prizes too. I'll just make it up. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.